A discussion on a wet zoning in West Tampa caused Tampa City Councilman Joseph Catano to make an outburst today about small businesses getting squeezed. The topic was a small convenience store proposed at Main Street in West Tampa near the I-275 entrance. City Councilwoman Linda Salcena made an initial objection, saying she was concerned that a concentration on selling alcohol could harm children in the area.
One of the problems that this neighborhood has complained about over time is the sale of individual containers, particularly in glass, that then break and kids are going barefoot. Are we able to limit the sale of individual containers?
There was no at the council meeting speaking out against the proposed new business, but Councilwoman Mary Mulhern countered the notion that everyone in the West Tampa neighborhood was in support of it. She read aloud a letter written by Janice Williams of the Old West Tampa Neighborhood Association in opposition.
Residents express concern that people sell drugs at or near the grocery store. There is an elementary school, Dunbar Magnet School, that is located across the street from the site. There is also a laundry adjacent to the site. This could create a dangerous area for customers using the facility.
City Councilman John Dingfelder said he had ambivalent feelings and asked that the store would agree to not sell singles, particularly 40-ounce bottles of beer. The land use consultant on the store, Steve Michelini, said he would agree not to sell singles. But that seemed to irk Councilman Joseph Catano, who generally champions small businesses during council discussions.
Because this is not like South Tampa, where everybody has a lot of money, all right? And maybe the gentleman or the whoever's going to go in could only afford a single, all right? And with today's economy, we're hurting the small business. We had a big business here that just closed, 1,000 people going out of business, and that's Bennigan's. Okay? And we cannot keep hurting the small business because that's what we're doing. And I'm sick and tired of hearing they're selling drugs on the corner. That's not his job. It's the police department's job. Get them the hell off of Bruce B. Downs because that's all they do all day is giving tickets up there.
Then Catano, who appeared to be suppressing frustration on an unrelated incident, segued into a riff over the opening of a lane of a new flyover bridge entrance to southbound I-75 from southbound Bruce B. Downs last week in his new Tampa district.
I understand they gave 50 tickets on the new flyover the other day because the flyover was going to open on the 17th. It didn't open. They moved it to the 18th. Finally, on the 24th, they opened it. And I got many phone calls where people got a $140 ticket because they didn't know whether the bridge was open. And I've discussed that with the chief. Anyway, we can't keep hurting the small business, and that's what we're doing.
Councilman John Dingfelder said he thought Councilman Catano made a good point, but said that wet zonings are forever.
As I look at Main Street, I think Main Street, that West Main Street in West Tampa, has come a long way. I mean, it really has. It's on the rise, all right? But because it's on the rise, is where my concern is. I don't want to encourage, you know, the public consumption of alcohol, and when you sell singles, you see it. You know, people buy a single, they put it in a little brown paper bag, and they walk, they go to a corner, and they plop down, and they drink it. And that hurts the neighborhood, and that hurts Main Street.